And now, here's Hunch Andrews.
Welcome into the big show. We are live
from Toronto.
Welcome to here we go. This is the
Saturday Night.
That's Punch Andrews from Mix FM here on News Talk 1010 CFRB, starting off his show Saturday night starting at 9 o'clock, again on our sister station Mix FM. And Punch joins us right now. How you doing, Punch?
Oh, Jim, it's just an honor to be here. CFRB, I was one of those kids that grew up listening to Wally Crowder from birth.
Yep.
So to sit in this studio and with a legend like yourself.
A legend like me.
I just can't thank you enough for the opportunity to speak with, you know, tens and tens of thousands of people about what I'm going through, and we'll see where this leads.
Well, we thank you very much for coming in, and I know I wasn't sure if I should ask you because I wasn't sure if you wanted to talk about it, but you've been very brave in sharing your story with other people, and
right.
I know you've been inspired a lot of people around here because what you're taking on, everybody in the hallways is just impressed with.
Really?
The way you're taking this thing head on, and you've been very brave, and your attitude.
Oh, fantastic. Well, ask away. I'll answer anything you like.
Okay. So, well, I actually met you probably.
Yeah.
We both worked at a station in Newmarket.
Yeah. Yeah. We had three listeners. Remember? Joe,
yeah.
Tim, and Al, I think it was.
I think so.
Yeah. They were
that
nice people.
That would have been 15, 16 years ago,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, that's right. Late 80s, anyway.
That would have been, well, I was there at, I think, probably 90, 91, maybe.
Are we that old?
Yeah.
Where did that time go?
I have no idea.
Wow, I can remember the shoes I owned. Anyway,
but
yeah, that was a while ago.
At that time, we were both working at a radio station. I'd just been fired from a station in Barrie, and
right.
I was looking for something to do until I got another job.
Right.
And they weren't even paying us.
No, that's
And I don't know if they were paying you, but they weren't paying me, but we both loved radio, and we wanted to keep busy.
Yeah, that's
and
exactly.
And you were doing what shift at that time?
6 p.m. to midnight. That was a long run.
Yeah.
Then I did the morning show for a while, maybe for a summer. But you know what? In its own way, Jim, it was fun because they basically said, we're not paying you, so do whatever you like.
Yeah.
I'd go to A&A Records and buy all the top 40 hits and play them on the radio.
You had to buy your own records.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had to buy our own everything.
Really?
Yeah, but it was a blast.
I guess I wasn't that excited about it as you were. But you were there for how long? Was that your first job in radio?
Yeah, pretty well. I was there on and off from about 86 to 91 under different owners and things like that.
Yeah, and then I don't think I saw you again until we both came and we were working in this building. You were at
That's
the mix,
right.
But prior to that, you were working at the station that was called Seahog at the time. No, it was the Hog.
Everybody sucks but us.
Yeah.
I was just what they call an operator, the guy that pushes the buttons.
Yeah.
And then I moved out to a radio station in Prince Edward Island and worked there for 2 years, which was a top 40 station.
Yep.
Much like Mix FM is now. And again, they let me do what they wanted, and they paid me for
it. They finally paid you.
Yeah, I got paid.
So how'd you get back into Toronto?
I sent what they call a demo or audition tape to a fellow that was running the mix at the time named J.J. Johnson. He liked what he heard, and I started by doing a couple of the late night, you know, the overnight graveyard, midnight to five kind of thing.
Yep.
And then just kind of graduated up, and I've been here since 1994.
Since 1994.
Not full-time. I was full-time for 4 years. And
then you wanted to get into teaching?
Yeah, I went and took my Bachelor of Education at Brock University. Sorry, folks, being out of breath, but that's part of lung cancer.
Yeah.
I'm on oxygen now. I don't know how the technical people are enjoying the whistle and the mic here of all the wind. You can manage it, boys. But so I was just about to start my fourth year teaching at Vaughan Secondary School, which has a radio station there. And I was teaching the radio TV course, but couldn't go back this year. It was just a little too much because it's not rocket science, but you're busy from 8:30 to 3.
Sure.
You know, the kids are all over you, which is, I love them, but it's pretty intense. So I had to kind of give that up for now.
For now.
And we'll see what happens in the future. Unfortunately, with the kind of cancer I have, the prognosis is not good. But we go one day at a time and see what happens.
Yeah. you've been pretty positive through it all.
I think you have to be, Jim. You know, what's the alternative? You're going to just sit in your room, stare at the floor, and you're just going to whine and you're going to feel bad. That's not how I want to live the rest of my days.
Sure.
I want to pack some traveling in. I still do Saturday nights at the Mix when I can. My dear friend Lydia Stratus, sitting beside us here, fills in when I'm having a night like tonight where I couldn't do it. So it's 4 hours of my week that I love. I'm like, if they, I better be careful who's listening. If they said they can't pay me anymore, I'd still do it. I just love it.
Yeah.
So I love doing that Saturday nights. We're on from 8 till midnight now, and, you know, I'll do that as long as I can.
8 till midnight. I said 9 till midnight.
Well, they switched it recently, what, a month ago? Yeah, so.
All right, so it wasn't that far off.
You were pretty close.
All right.
You hadn't changed your clock yet.
No, not at all. That's probably what it was.
That's right.
Okay, so let's talk about when you found out that you had this battle on your hands. How long ago was that?
Well, it was 6 months ago. They officially told me. I had been feeling poorly for about 3 years, had, you know, your regular physical examinations. I was 42, and they thought that, well, it wouldn't be cancer because you're pretty young. Young is 42 mm-hmm. still, thankfully,
sure, yeah.
for doctors. And anyway, went through the summer feeling poorly. Poorly meaning night sweats, very, very, very tired, and a 60-pound weight loss, and I was not really a fat guy.
But you were going to doctors. I think a lot of guys listening right now, I think men are terrible when it comes to going to the doctor.
I'll be all right.
It's like in hockey, you'll skate it off or you'll walk it off kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you were going for regular checkups, and they didn't even think to consider this? Or
well, I went once a year. I should have gone more. See, a lot of it's my fault, too. Maybe I didn't go as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here I felt really, really, really bad. All I could do was sleep, literally, all the time. But I just went for my yearly checkup for the high school, and they, you know, said, oh, you're fine, everything's great, get some more exercise, eat better. But they didn't consider chest x-rays or anything because, you know, they thought cancer wasn't a candidate. So by the time the end of August rolled around, I went to emergency. We just landed the airplane. I was filling in for Guy Valentine up in the sky, just landed the plane, and I got a very sharp pain in my chest. Went to emergency that night. And anyway, to make a long story short, one thing led to another. They did some tests, took a little, what they call a biopsy, a little piece of tissue from between the lungs, told me it was cancerous, and that the lungs were speckled with cancer. If you can imagine, my x-ray screen looks like a starry night.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't do anything. They can't do radiation, because each time they try to burn out one of those little stars in the sky, they're destroying good tissue around it.
Okay.
So I had the traditional shock, denial, anger, and then acceptance. So the initial shock is kind of like when you've been studying for that final exam for a month. You know everything. You do the exam, you think you've aced it, you get it back, and it's a fail. It's just like, this isn't happening. Not to me. Then my doctor and I, we had kind of a jovial, fun relationship. Then I thought he's kidding, because they thought up to now it was pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what can be done? He said, nothing. We're going to try chemotherapy. And I said, what are my likelihood? What's my prognosis? And sadly, it's not good. 50% of the patients with lung cancer die within 9 months. The ones that do live can live 2, 3, 4, 5 years, but that's really pushing it.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, with lung cancer, when you got it, you're pretty well finished. Now, I transferred to Princess Margaret Hospital, which is one of the top 5 hospitals in the world. And my doctor, Dr. Natasha Lale, is one of the best in the world. She trains other doctors from all over the globe on just lung cancer. That's her life. So again, she's not promising I'm going to be an old man, but she says, if this doesn't work, we're going to try this. If this doesn't work, we're going to try this. If this doesn't work. So they told me at the beginning, they're going to try chemotherapy. I did 4 rounds at 3-week intervals. It has shrunk the cancer, but it will win eventually. I'm now on a new drug called Tarceva, which blocks the communication between the body and the growing cancer cells. So the cancer cells sit there and go, well, what do we do now, guys? We don't know what to do. Nobody's telling us what to do, and they just kind of sit there. So whether that's working or not, we'll find out on March 19th. Anyway, that's a very long answer to a simple question.
It's your birthday tomorrow.
How'd you know that?
Because.
Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
Ah, there you go.
Got everything now.
That's how everybody, and everybody's saying happy birthday. I'm like three people in the world knew it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Facebook gives it away.
Right, Facebook's giving it away.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll take some phone calls as we move along here on News Talk 1010 CFRB. And I know you have some things that you would like to say.
Sure.
And we'll hear some more of Punch Andrews right here as we go into break here on News Talk 1010. Here's more of Punch from his Saturday night show on our sister station, Mix FM.
416-870-700 mix. It is the Saturday night party mix. I'm Punch Andrews. What can we play for you?
Okay, I'm going to do Grace Kelly.
Mika!
Yes.
What's on your plate tonight? What have you got happening out there?
We're just heading to a party right now. We need some good driving tips.
Okay, how many people are with you there?
Seven, but it's only a five-passenger car.
Okay, I'm not a cop, so that's cool. We can talk about that. So how many, what does that mean? Three in the front, five in, no. God, my math is poor.
It's a minivan. It's like a soccer mom van. We got two in the front,
yep.
Three in the middle,
yeah.
And then four in the back.
You want to know a secret? When I was younger, your age and stuff, we used to put people in the trunk.
Oh.
Isn't that a lot? Wow, that was mainly to get into the drive-in movies. Do they even have drive-in movies anymore?
Yeah, there's one at
okay, well, go check the trunk in some of the cars. I bet you there's somebody in there. Probably one of my old friends from the 80s still hanging around. We forgot about it. All right, here's your song. Have a good party.
Hey, buddy. Yes. But Mix 99.9.
Yeah. Mix FM. Six on the mix. Seconds away. 416-8700. Mix. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Punch?
Good. What's happening?
Not too much, buddy. I'm driving on the 401 at the moment with my buddy Rob here. I think I heard my mom.
You did?
Is my mother phone in the mix?
You never know. I've heard from all different kinds of folks.
He's the beer drinker. And here, I'll pass you to Rob.
All right.
As a witness.
Oh, he is. Is he? All right.
Hi, Punch Man.
How you doing, Rob? How are things going tonight for you guys? All right?
They're going good.
Where are you heading? You going partying or what's happening?
Yeah, we're on the 401. We're just headed out to Scarborough.
Oh, geez. Sounds like Scarborough's the place to be tonight, huh?
Yes, it is.
What would you guys like to hear?
Can we hear Don't Speak by Gwen Stefani?
Here we go.
There we go. That's Punch Andrews from his sister station, Mix FM, and some of the clips from his Saturday night show, which is 8 o'clock until midnight every Friday here on News Talk 1010 CFRB. We're talking to Punch, who also does traffic here on News Talk 1010 CFRB, about his battle with lung cancer and a couple of phone calls. Freeway Frank is on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to say Punch is the only guy who could say Scarborough is the place to be and make it sound legit.
Frank, you're one of my favorite people. Thanks for calling, pal.
Punch, I heard about the news. I've been listening to you for the last 10 minutes. You've motivated me, you know, if anything, just listening to you speak. I just wanted to say Forza, which in Italian means all the power to you, man. Keep fighting. I miss our radio chats because when I used to work at the Mix, you know, you, me, and Jim, we're big radio geeks, and we talk about everything, and I hope that we could do it again and that I could be invited up to the farm. You're still up there, right?
Yes, sir. We talked about that a few times. Yeah, time just flies, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Frank, so you're off in Calgary now, and that's very nice of you to phone in, Frank. We appreciate it.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah, guys, God bless, Punch, and I'm thinking about you, and we need more people like you, man. I always try to copy your energy on the air, man, and you got it. I could never do it.
I know. I've been in cars with people before, and they'd say, put the mix on, and I would say, why, who's on? And they're like, mix, or Punch is filling in.
Really?
Yeah. Thanks, Frank, for the
thanks,
phone call.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate
Punch,
it.
Love you, man. Take
love
care,
you too. Thanks,
speak
buddy.
You soon.
Yeah, take care. One of the things that people are probably wondering is, do you smoke? And
yes.
How much of a you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I think it's something.
Contribution, yeah.
There are varying opinions from different physicians and books I've read. One theory is 70% of the lung cancers are caused by smoking, 20 from secondhand smoke, and the remaining 10 from an inhalant. that somewhere along your life you inhaled. One group of doctors believes that mine was either in my genes and it was going to happen anyway had I never smoked a cigarette. Others believe that it was the inhalant, and the remainder believe that it was the smoking. So the message, of course, you know, as a high school teacher, I see now the kids that were me. They're smoking because they think it's cool. It's nothing. There's nothing good about it.
Yeah.
It's the one thing in this world that there is nothing good about it. Do I still smoke? I've cut down. I had actually quit for a period of time until the moment they told me I was diagnosed and said it makes no difference. So I went and bought cigarettes. Doesn't that make sense? But I'm an addict. I'm hooked to them. And I have to try and get that under control.
Yeah.
So that's where that sits. But they're never good for you, guys, girls, people. If you don't smoke, don't start. If you smoke, quit. It's that simple.
Yeah.
So
when you first were diagnosed, could you? What was the first thing that ran through your head after you dealt with all those stages that you talked about? Is there things that you wanted to do, and if you had gone out and done them?
Yeah, like the movie The Bucket List kind of thing. The stages, the four stages, I don't know if you're ever finished. The in the hospital was shock. And oddly enough, and I'm not making this up, once I got through 5 or 10 minutes of the shock, just went out on the patio of the hospital and just kind of tried to digest this, the first thing that came to mind, and I'm not making this up, through my job in the media, I thought I can help somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know why that happened. We're all on this planet for a reason, and immediately it came between CFRB and Mix. There's got to be a way I can help. So that was the immediate thought, and I don't know why. From then, it was just a lot of just trying to digest, you know, that you're going to die. They tell you, they don't sugarcoat it, and you try and just deal with that. But as far as the four stages, I don't know if that ever really ends. Where am I now? Well, I've had the shock, had the denial, still get the anger now and then, but not too often. And I've accepted that I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You know, none of us knows. Dean behind the glass doesn't know when he's going to die. Richard doesn't know. Nobody knows. Statistically, I will go first. That's what we know from the people in this room. But we just try and deal with that. Live one day at a time. I've started to travel, which is something I haven't had a holiday since 1997.
Yeah.
So it's time now that I'm starting to plan trips to Prince Edward Island, where I used to work, things
sure.
like that.
Where do you want to go? Where have you been so far?
Turks and Caicos. My best friend, Kenny the Hitman, you may know.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
But other people may know as a radio personality. Owns a couple of radio stations in Turks and Caicos. So we had 5 wonderful days down there. And I'm trying to plan something for Florida. Would love to see Hollywood sit in on the taping of a sitcom or something. So the list goes on.
Yeah.
But is there time? My health is failing. You know, Lydia had to fill in Saturday. If I felt like this Saturday, she'd be filling in again. So I don't know how long I can, you know, be a traveler. So.
But they're telling you that this is just a short little phase for now?
No, this is it. Like they've said, if you want to travel, do it now.
Do it now.
You know, because with this disease, I could nosedive any day.
Okay, let's take a couple more phone calls.
Sure.
Here's Mike Marsden on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, guys, doing great. Punch and I have never spoken. We've never met. But Punch, I lost my dad, Pat Marsden, to lung cancer. And when I heard the news, I thought, well, I got to phone in and just wish you all the best. And I'll tell you, I've listened to you. You're a great personality, and I really enjoyed your show. I just wanted to give you some words of encouragement. You know, you've left your footprints far enough up the beach that regardless of what happens with this disease, you know, you've left your mark.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
something that you should feel warmth from. And you know, you're doing a lot of good by coming on and talking about the disease. And the reality of smoking is that if you smoke, you're going to be screwed.
Yes.
And I smoked a pack a day, and I quit after my dad died. And you know what I did? I took that laser therapy. And
did
I'll tell you one thing. It worked.
Really?
I had a short little session. I think it was about 2 half-hour things where they put the laser in your ear, and
right.
it worked. You know,
really?
I couldn't quit with the gum. I took that Zyban, and it just messed me up. I tried everything, but that laser therapy worked. So, you know, you coming on with Jimmy and spreading the gospel of not smoking is really a very powerful message. If you smoke, you're going to die.
Yes.
And you know, if you, the one saving grace for you is the fact that even though you understand what this has done to you, you know, you didn't get hit by a bus and go in 5 seconds.
Exactly.
You have the ability to wrap things up the way that you want to wrap them up. Go to Prince Edward Island.
Yep.
Do your traveling, because those of us that did inhale, you know.
Yeah.
We're the ones that have to come to the realization that if you don't quit, you're going to be forced to quit one way or another.
All right.
So,
hey,
I just wanted to wish you know, all the luck that an Irishman can send you. I loved hearing you. Love hearing you tonight. And keep spreading the gospel, brother, because you're doing a hell of a job tonight.
Good job, Mike. Thanks for the phone call.
Thanks,
good
Mike.
Luck, and God bless you.
Thanks, right. Pal.
Okay.
That's Mike Marsden. That's the late Pat Marsden's son.
Yeah.
So that's a nice phone call.
Yeah.
We'll take some more in a second. And Punch wants to also talk about chemotherapy. A lot of people are a little scared away from it. So we'll talk about that in a second as well. It's 8:32 on News Talk 1010.
It's the Saturday Night Party Mix. You say it, we play it. 416-8700 Mix. I'm Punch Anders. What can I play for you?
Can I seriously make a request?
Seriously, yes.
Because I'm with Amanda and she's getting married and we're in a limo.
Really?
We're listening to you guys. We're on our way to Toronto to party and we really need a good song.
You know, you should swing by Studio 6 here on your way down. I could be like your male, you know, guy that just makes sure nobody bothers you ladies. Stuff like that, you know? No?
Can we put that in our back pocket?
Sure, yes.
Okay.
Probably right. Could, actually. Anyway, yeah, what song would you like?
We want to hear Pussycat Dolls!
Saturday Night Party Mix, Mix FM.
That's from our sister station, Mix FM, and Punch Andrews is the man that you're just listening to there. You also might know him from traffic updates here on CFRB 1010. He goes by Chris Andrews when he does traffic here on CFRB, and we're taking phone calls with him. One of the things, one of the messages that you wanted to get out, aside from the smoking, was that chemotherapy, you heard all sorts of awful things about it, and not to say that it's a great bunch of fun,
right.
But people shouldn't be as afraid as perhaps you were initially.
Bingo, Jim. It was recently as 5 years ago, they didn't have the medications they have today, i.e. anti-nausea medications and things like that. You're right. It feels like the worst hangover you've had times two for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
And as you progress, the chemotherapy builds up inside of you and you start to feel a little more worn down and tired, but it's tolerable. You know, and there are so many groups out there. The one I belong to, one of them is Wellspring, Doan House up in Newmarket, where they take you in and help you through things like this.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual physical part of the chemotherapy, you're in a very comfortable bed. This is Princess Margaret I'm speaking about. I don't know how other hospitals work. But you're in a very comfortable hospital bed in your street clothes for about 6 hours. And they have IV into you and you get through it, and in my case, it worked.
Yeah.
So, folks, if there's a single person out there thinking, I don't want to go through with it because I've heard chemotherapy is too rough, give it a go.
Very good.
Yeah.
Let's take some phone calls. Here's Carol on News Talk 1010 CFRB with Punch Andrews. Carol, go ahead.
I've never done anything like this before, so I'm really nervous, Punch.
Me too.
Away you go. I just wanted to wish you all the best, and you're going to be in my thoughts because I was like you diagnosed 6 months ago with cancer. I suffered a heart attack, and when they had me in, they did x-rays and they found the mass.
Oh, dear.
So I had the surgery done on the 20th of December, so I'm still recovering. And I just feel so enlightened because of you. You're a brave soul.
Well, bless your heart,
Carol. And I wish you all the very, very best. I'll think of you every day.
Likewise, my dear. Thank you so much for the call. You've made my day.
You're welcome.
Alrighty then. Bye.
Good luck to you too, Carol. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing your story. Here's Joe on News Talk 1010 CFRB with Punch Andrews. You know him here on CFRB as Chris Andrews. Joe?
Yes. Punch?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm a cancer survivor, and I've had an anecdotal cystic carcinoma in my jaw. They cut out a section of my jaw and took a piece of fibula from my leg and
right.
Stuck it in my mouth. And then they gave me 6 weeks of radiation, and I've the cancer metastasized to my lungs in minute particles.
Right.
And so over the last 4 years, I've been checked every 6 months, and the cancer has been growing very minutely. I have a very slow growing cancer.
Good.
So what I wanted you to talk to you. It has reduced. Instead of increasing, it's reduced the last report.
Really?
Now, the surgeons are baffled by this,
yep.
But they don't know, and I did tell them, was that I was taking some organic food process that a doctor, Norman W. Walker, developed way back in 1910.
Wow.
And he's written a book. I want to talk to you. Can I give you my phone number and you call me?
Well, I was going to ask Jim, can I give my Facebook address for folks that have questions?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Probably the best thing, Joe,
okay,
been safe instead of giving phone numbers out to 750,000 people, is to, are you on the Facebook, you know, that website?
No, I'm not. That's the problem. So why don't I just give you my phone number on the site?
Email you through the mix, can you?
Yes.
Okay, give me your email.
It's a rather lengthy one, Punch, P-U-N-C-H.
Punch, yeah, yes, got it.
Then dot.
Dot.
Andrews.
Andrews, got it.
At.
Right.
999-999-39
Yeah, mixfm.com. I'm sorry, say that again.
Punch.andrews at 999-999-mixfm.com.
Oh, yeah, right, FM, gotcha.
And,
gotcha.
For folks that are on Facebook, just search Punch Andrews, and yep. I'll spend all day today and tomorrow.
If they're a friend of mine, they can go on my site.
Can
or,
I just mention a little item? This Dr. Norman Walker actually lived to 105. He developed a system back in 1910, and he's cured people that were the doctors had given up for dying, and he cured them right of cancer. So
all right. Wow.
It's very significant, and it's a very simple process. So if I'll give you the information, and I would recommend you highly to follow that up with his book.
Oh, okay, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. That's great.
We appreciate your phone call. We'll take some more phone calls in a second. Here again is Punch Andrews on Mix FM as we go to break here on News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto.
It is the Saturday Night Party Mix. I'm Punch Andrews, 416-8700 Mix. Hey there.
Hey, what's going on, Punch Man?
Hey, a whole bunch. What's happening out there?
Just driving into the city to rock and roll tonight.
Woo-wee. And what can we play for you?
How about a little Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer?
Yeah, why don't we sneak that in a little retro for a little treat? And where are you now? You're coming on the 404 or what?
Just bickering.
All right, pal. Drive carefully. Here's your song of the party mix.
Punch me. Thanks, brother. Rock and roll on 99.9 Mix FM.
See, he can almost come in here and do my job, and then I could go out and party. Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi here. Saturday Night Party Mix, 99.9 Mix FM.
All right, we're back here on News Talk 1010 CFRB, and Punch Andrews is with us. He is battling lung cancer currently, and people have been nice enough to phone in, and we're talking about that. We're talking about his battle, and we're talking also about, I guess, one of the message that you wanted to, when I asked you if you wanted to come on, you said, sure. I actually was shocked that somebody was so excited about coming on my show.
Oh, I love it.
But,
I mean, Carson would have been good, but this is it, man.
But, yeah, it was really important for you not only to share your story, but, to get that message out there. And I guess the big message is put down the cigarettes first.
Exactly. I mean, I was one of those kids that in the 80s, it was cool to smoke, and a lot of my friends threw the time decided, yeah, you know, it's dumb. I stayed hooked. And also, I don't know, Jim, if you were ever a smoker, but in the 80s, the DJs, the old, you know, CFTR and all those guys, they would smoke. And I thought,
that's what gave
you
the raspy
voice.
Yeah.
So I would, I mean, you know, start to smoke thinking I'm helping my voice and that, and never gave it up. And boy, if I could do it again, that's one thing I would change.
Yeah. Well, here's George, who works at our sister station, Sirius Satellite Radio. George Christie joins us now. George?
Punchman, what an honor to talk to you on the show, Grant, today.
I just saw you live in the hall. You're looking even better.
Yeah. You did. See, I'm calling long distance.
Yeah. From the other room.
That's right.
Punchman, I've been listening to you on radio for a long time before I even got into radio.
Well, you're the one.
Yeah.
I knew I'd meet you.
And so inspired by you that I got into radio 2 years ago so that, like you and Jim, I too can now make no money.
Yeah.
So I'd like to thank you for that.
Well, bless your heart.
Now, when you're going through cancer or any other difficult things like this in life. The positive energy and the support of your peers are so important. And here's a disconnect I have with people at the station, because you're like one of the most well-loved, positive energy guys here. Oh. Yet what ends up happening, I'm finding, is people are almost afraid to sort of reach out to you and talk to you because they think, well, what could I say?
People don't know what to say,
yeah.
What advice do you have to those kind of people in helping you with your positive energy?
Just come on up and say hi. I'm not a different guy. You know, I'm not a cancer patient. I'm a patient with cancer. So just if there are fellow employees, listeners, whatever, that, God, I don't know what to say to the guy. The guy's dying. What do you say? Sure. How are you? So, no, just, you know, I'm the same guy. I just huff and puff a little more, you know?
George, good call.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, George.
And all here, the best, Punch.
Thanks, pal.
There you go. And here now is me hitting the wrong button. Or did I hit the right button? It's Allison on News Talk 1010 CFRB with Punch Andrews. Allison?
Hi, Punch.
Hello, Allison. How are you?
I'm good.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, we go a few years back now.
Uh-oh, are you going to tell some terrible story of something I did?
No.
Oh, okay. Phew.
Oh, are you going to tell mine?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, good.
You're a regular listener to Mix FM?
I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have missed it. Way back to the retro show.
Oh, my gosh, we're going back in time.
Yeah, we're going way, way back.
And what makes him so special?
The positive energy is just phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. And I can see even then, from now, how you would be such an inspiration to current cancer patients, and I wish you all the best.
Well, thank you very much, Allison. That was so kind of you to say. And it's funny, in radio, you get bitten by the bug. I've been here the better part of 14, 15 years at Mix and CFRB, and boy, every time I put that mic on, I guess you get it too, Jim. You just, the adrenaline rush, and you just keep going, so you have it easy.
Picking up on George's question, I've heard people say before, not necessarily you, but I've heard people say before that this is probably tougher on my friends and family than it is on me.
Yeah. I have the best parents in the world, without doubt. I'm more concerned about what this is going to do to them upon my passing than what's going to be me. I got it easy. I'll be in a warm, comfortable hospital bed and drift away. Friends, family, cousins, listeners, everybody, it's tough on them, tougher on them, because they're going to be left around at the end. I can't even think about that. I don't know. My mind isn't capable of absorbing all that information. I don't know how people are going to do it. The best thing I can say to people, as far as my life, I had a pretty good run. I've always worked in an industry that I love. I had a couple of, you know, high school jobs paving the highway. I didn't like a whole lot, but I've always been in radio and television, loved every station in its own way, loved the people. Never had to live paycheck to paycheck. As I said, the best parents, and still do, that you couldn't design better. Friends, family, everything. So I'm going out a happy guy.
Great.
You know, as happy as you can be at 42 dying.
Yeah.
But no.
Well, let's take a break. We'll have some final thoughts from you and some phone calls from some callers in a couple of seconds. Punch Andrews is with us, and this is News Talk 1010 CFRB. We're back with Chris Andrews here on News Talk 1010 CFRB. To our sister station listeners on the Mix FM, he is Punch Andrews. And to the phones we go. Here's Ron on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Ron, how you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. You're on with Punch.
I just wanted to ask Punch if anything had been talked about for a transplant or not.
That was the third question, Ron, that I asked the doctor. He gave me a flat-out no, and he didn't explain why, probably way over my head. And they may do a little bit of radiation therapy on the lymph nodes that are between your lungs that run up and down your trachea. But I don't have an answer why. I just asked him, is a transplant a possibility? And they just said no, and I don't know why. So that's something you'd have to Google.
It's a good question.
It's a great question, but I never went there because they just flat out said no, and that was that.
Ron, thank you. Sorry we're tight on time, and we want to get to as many people as we can. Our friend Aaron, who used to wander these halls, now out in Vancouver, Aaron joins us. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing fantastic. Hiya, bud.
Hiya. One of my favorite people, Aaron. Oh, you're the best. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great.
We can't get
Love
into
you,
a...
Punch.
we can't get into a conversation here, but boy, oh boy, it's good to hear from you.
We'll definitely do it. Just quickly want to touch base on a couple things. Punch, yeah, you smoked and did unhealthy things, but you were always positive and looked on the brighter side of life. As well, in radio, you were always theater of the mind, and that's one of the great things about radio. And one time you did this bit. You went down on the street, young and St. Clair, with a wireless microphone, and you were giving out plastic bags because you wanted to give away something to the
listeners. That's right. How do you remember that?
I don't know. Love you,
oh,
Punch.
Man. Oh, bless your heart, Aaron. I love you more.
I'll give you a ring.
Okay,
Aaron.
Pal. Bye,
good to hear from you. Thank you very much. Here is Anne-Marie on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Anne-Marie, go ahead. You're on with Punch.
Hey, Punch, it's Anne-Marie. I just wanted to reach out and give you a big hug through the phone.
Now, we worked together in 1870, wasn't it?
Thanks for telling everyone how old I am.
Honest to goodness, it seems like yesterday, but that was when I started here in something like 1994-5.
If I could reach you, I would slap you regardless.
Yeah. And you were always a great announcer, and I always looked up to you and learned so much from you, and what a treat to hear from you, and I hope things are going well for you in your life now.
Punch, what a delight to hear your voice. When I used to leave work, there were so many days, like any other job, when you leave work, you want it to be done.
Yeah.
If I was handing over the microphone to you, I couldn't wait to hear what you'd be up to that day. You always made my day to
A lot of fun to listen to. Anne-Marie, thank you very much for the phone
call. Thanks, dear. We'll talk to you later.
Take care. Ciao.
All right, Punch, we're out of time. Lydia, something. Lydia Stratus is in here. She also works at Mix FM.
Punch. You know what? You keep saying thank you, thank you. There's no need to say thank you. We've been old friends for 11 years, so just hanging out with you is fun. Like, sick or not, it's just hanging out with you. I'm still having a good time with you.
And thanks for being here. I just love you.
Punch, thank you very much for coming in. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, I love it, Jim. I'll do it again if you want someday. I think this is great.
Yep, you're a brave warrior, and you've, I know, hopefully inspired a lot of people listening tonight.
And to the listeners, both Mix and CFRB, thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate it.
Punch Andrews here on News Talk 1010 CFRB.